This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Russia have held their highest level known contact since before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
I spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says their calls centered on efforts to free detained Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan.
I pressed the Kremlin to accept the substantial proposal that we put forth.
Blinken would not say if he made progress, and Russia's not giving any hints either. The public push allows the Biden administration to show it's all in on efforts to free the Americans, but it also risks undermining its own message of isolating Russia over the invasion. The White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says it doesn't.
I don't see how they are legitimized at all.
And the entire focus is on getting the Americans home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department says a Russian operative has been charged with using political groups in the United States to advance pro-Russia propaganda. Alexander Viktorovich Ionov is charged in federal court in Florida with conspiring to have U.S. citizens act as illegal agents of the Russian government. It was not immediately clear if he had a lawyer who could speak on his behalf. The Treasury Department also announced sanctions against him Friday, accusing him of giving money to organizations that he and Russian intelligence services thought would create a political disturbance in the United States. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives have passed a ban on assault weapons for the first time in at least a decade. The historic legislation passed